Sledge's precise description and honest narration accommodate without apology or ex post facto self-consciousness his boyish pride in being a Marine and helping to win the war, as well as his natural disdain for those in the rear so unimaginative as not to be able to understand what the line troops go through. He honestly hero-worships his company's skipper, Captain Haldane, and he honestly reports his sobs when he hears that Haldane has been killed, and he still mourns him after all these years. His sharp eye for evidence of nobility and courage in others prompts him to celebrate the selfless dedication of the corpsman. Sledge's sense of honor obliges him to keep his promises, even apparently trivial ones. His book indicates the way he has been true to his wartime experience. He has not allowed the passage of time or subsequent political history to soften the cruel outlines of an experience he must not euphemize or forget. After 15 days of fighting on Peleliu, Sledge was finally overcome by the strain. I felt myself choking up. I slowly turned my back to the men facing me as I sat on my helmet and put my face in my hands to try to shut out reality. I began sobbing. My body shuddered and shook. But what occasioned this outburst is less Sledge's own fear than his pity for others. He has just heard of a severely wounded Marine nearby whose body, lifted onto a litter, came apart. I was sickened and revolted to see healthy young men get hurt and killed day after day. I felt I couldn't take any more. It is this extraordinary compassion that makes Sledge so unique a memoirist of war. One expects an infantryman or Marine to feel fear and pity for himself, but it is rare for a soldier to be distraught because he feels for others, total strangers often, and to be distraught without a trace of sentimental affectation or secret self-congratulation. For this reason, Sledge doubtless suffered more than many of his fellow Marines, and he has not notably hardened since. "I don't like to watch television shows with violence in them," he says today. A poem he likes to quote comes from the First World War, but he knows it will serve for the Second and subsequent wars as well. It is Wilfred Owen's Insensibility, Owen's ironic celebration of men devoid of compassion and imagination, whose experiences in war are easier and more forgettable than those of their sensitive comrades. "Happy are men who yet before they are killed can let their veins run cold, whom no compassion fleers or makes their feet sore on the alleys cobbled with their brothers. Happy are those who lose imagination. They have enough to carry with ammunition. Happy the soldier home with not a notion how somewhere every dawn some men attack. But cursed are dullards whom no cannon stuns. By choice, they made themselves immune to pity." If it was Sledge's fine sensibility that caused him to suffer more than some, it is that same sensibility that in this book has kept the distinctions firm, the compassion warm, the imagination agile, and the values admirable. Paul Fussell. And now, with the old breed.